Today's daf Yomi is Gittin daf Tzadi, Gittin 90, and we thank Hashem Yisbarach for giving us the strength to complete a second round of podcasts on Meseches Gittin, and we ask Hashem Yisbarach for the strength to complete many more podcasts on Meseches Gittin in the future. So today's daf Yomi, as we come to the conclusion of the Masechta, tells us that Rebbe Lazar teaches us, "Kol megarish ishto rishona afil mizbeach moreil of the most." Whoever divorces his first wife, even the altar is going to cry for him. Even the altar is going to bring down tears for this person. So, what is the reason why this person is being punished? Well, it's not really being punished. What's the reason why the altar is crying? So, the way I think about it is because the altar represents our table, meaning to say that We know that there's a concept that when a person brings food on the table, that they're creating a mizbeach, a sacred space. And so a husband and wife, when they have this home, when we have this sacred space, we have the ability to make something. A husband and wife have the ability to make it a sacred space before Hashem, to make it a mizbeach. But if the husband and wife fail in that goal of creating the sacred space, if they're unsuccessful, then it's like a mizbeach has been destroyed. So every time somebody has a home, a person has the ability to create a mikdash, to create a sanctuary in service of Hashem. May it be Hashem's will that we can complete this task.